welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hey everybody.
We're on I just noticed it's getting kinda whatever.
Getting a little weak.
Yeah, I probably should figure out the audio. No, you don't need to push that up. You were loud. Yours has been spiking like crazy.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's all good. We're on the sixth, seven?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
The sixth episode of First Appearances. Yeah, it's seven.
This is the seventh.
No, this is six.
Are you sure? We had the Fantastic
Flash
Four.
Is one.
Yeah, we had the Fantastic Four.
One,
Flash.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Oh, the Avengers is sitting underneath there. We're good.
Oh, sorry. That's later.
I was counting stacks.
Gotcha. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last five episodes. We just figured that out. Which covered Superman, Cap, Batman,
Fantastic Four. And the Flashes.
Both Flashes. So this one...
Well, two of the Flashes.
Good point, because there's like 18 of them. Or if you go... Whatever.
Anyways.
Sorry, I'm not getting into that. That's deep diving. So we are covering Spider-Man
finally again.
Only took 3 years. Darn near.
Yeah. Amazing Fantasy number 15.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I was like, do I want to have them go back to our first episodes?
Look, no, if you can avoid watching our first episodes, please do
listen,
so at all costs.
Listen.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we're doing the first appearance of Spider-Man, which was in Amazing Fantasy 15, published by Marvel Comics in 1962. The writer is Stan Lee. Art and inks were done by Steve Ditko. Letters were done by Artie Simek, and colors by Stan Goldberg.
All right, so we open this up with Peter Parker being basically clowned on for being a bookworm and a nerd.
Yep.
Because they were like, oh, we need an extra guy for the dance. How about we ask Parker? And then they're like, ha, that idiot? No, we're not going to ask that bookworm, that nerd. And then, so, you know, Peter's all like sad. And then we get Peter's home life with his Uncle Ben and his Aunt May, who... it seems like they really love each other a lot, and they dote on him like they treat him like, you know, he's the greatest kid in the world and stuff.
Which, yeah, to them, he is.
Yeah, exactly. He's the, you know, light of their life, basically.
Yeah.
And we find out that he's a super genius
scientist
and that he's really nerdy with the girls and doesn't really know what's going on there, and that Flash Thompson's a douchebag, like always. Well, almost always.
Yeah, he gets better when he becomes Venom.
Well, actually, before that.
Good point. When he was in the army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter's trying to, you know, convince these guys to come to this science thing with him. They're like, ha! Science, nerd! And then they drive away. And he's
What I love is when he does go to the science thing, and then the scientists are all like, ha! Nerd!
Well, like right here, this part right here is almost like supervillain beginnings. Someday I'll show them. Sob. Someday they'll be sorry. Sorry they laughed at me. And it's like, oh God, no, Peter, don't take that route. But they go in for the experiment, and the spider, of course, gets radiated, then bites Peter, and he gets a little woozy from the bite, and they're like, ha, look at that young Parker.
Nerd.
He's such a fucking nerd. He can't even stomach this, you know, experiment. And he's like, well, what's happening to me? And then he almost gets hit by a car and climbs up a building, and, you know.
This little kid sees, and is like, Mommy, look, blah, blah, blah. What's funny? Because chronologically, we had just watched Spider-Man 77.
Yes.
I know that episode actually should be out already, so go check out Rundown Review Spider-Man 77. There were so many similarities. Like, they did a really good job taking from the original material.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
This is awesome. Well, like, the lab experiment.
Yeah. Well,
know,
almost.
No shielding.
Yeah.
No shielding here and piss-poor shielding in the movie.
But then
the car chase.
Yeah, well, the car chase.
Yeah, fair.
But then we get him going into this basically a wrestling thing against Crusher Hogan, where you can win $100 if you can stay in the ring with him for 3 minutes.
Ooh, $100.
Hey, back then that was a lot of money. Fuck, right now it's a lot of money. Mm. I'd get in the ring with him for 3 minutes for $100.
I could probably last 3 minutes.
I could too. First thing I'd do is kick him in the dick.
Pretty sure it's probably like metal plated. He's fine. I don't know. He's a wrestler. I'm pretty sure he's got...
If I wear my steel-toed boots and I kick him in the dick and his metal plate, it will still hurt.
Yes, it will.
Maybe. I don't know. Depends on how many steroids he's taking, I guess.
Anyways,
so Peter's like, I'll just disguise myself in this long sweater and this... What the fuck did he wrap around his head? A net?
Pantyhose?
Could have been. It's fishnets.
There you go.
Got the sexy shit going on.
He got it from Aunt May's closet. I know.
Fuck. But he gets in there with I would like to say that Crusher Hogan has no hair on his body whatsoever.
Impressive,
oh,
really.
Oh, no, wait. I guess he does have eyebrows. I didn't see that in the first. he doesn't have them in this picture up here. But Spider-Man picks him up. And then for some reason, the ring that they're in has like 15-foot turnbuckle posts.
Yep.
And Spider-Man carries him up there, and then...
Because it's not really a real wrestling mat. They just found a couple of telephone poles and just strung up a little stage.
Well, hell, you remember the boxing ring we used to use at Mito's.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I think now about how dangerous that was.
Look, we were dumb.
We had fucking railroad ties stuck in fucking cinder blocks.
Uh-huh.
And then, they used clothesline to put around it. I don't even remember, but...
I don't remember. It was bad, though, dude.
Good times, good times.
Memories.
Yeah. But the guy that run the show, I guess, is like, oh, I could use this kid.
I mean, I've never dropped the deal. That's not his name. That's the guy from Futurama.
But he gives him the money, and he's like, that was really a smash. Here's my card. You could be on the Ed Sullivan Show. Which, for those of you that don't know what the Ed Sullivan Show is, neither do we because we're not that old. No, I'm just
we
kidding.
Do know.
Yeah, we know what it is, but look it up or watch it. It was actually kind of an interesting thing in its
back
time.
In the 60s, yeah. That was the entertainment.
Dude, the Carson Show is still funny.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it with my grandpa.
Nice.
And it's because he's got it on DVD.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's pretty fucking funny, especially if you understand what was going on at the time, like for when they do their, you know, satirical like shit. It's hilarious.
I mean, it's the basis for like the
Tonight Show. Yeah,
nowadays. I mean,
exactly.
They really were. They were the Tonight Show. It's Carson, Sullivan.
Yeah,
Sullivan was more like showy.
Yeah, well, he was more like,
because he had performances.
Yeah, talent and stuff like that. But anyways, back to Spider-Man. So Peter designs his web shooters after he makes his costume, which, like, I mean, I don't know if being bitten by a spider made him a seamstress. You know, like Arachnia. Greek mythology. Anyways,
maybe.
We'll go but he sews up this, you know, his badass costume. He makes his own web shooters because he's a scientific genius.
Now you say badass, but he also gave himself web wings. So,
dude, I liked the web
those
wings.
Are terrible.
All right,
are you kidding
fantastic.
Me? Okay,
you could glide with those.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Hey, look, it saves on web. Okay, you web up, you swing, you glide for a little bit, you web again.
Okay.
Anyways, what I'm really impressed by, though, is the strength of the ceiling in this house, because he pulls himself up on a 4x4 square of ceiling, which, I mean, back then it would have been plaster ceilings, not drywall ceilings. So it would have been
with
even,
asbestos everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's impressive that it held his weight. But then he gets on.
Especially after eating all those wheat cakes that Aunt May gives him.
His favorite breakfast. That's how you know he's a nerd. Wheat cakes for his favorite breakfast. Anyways, but he goes on a...
I'm going to say the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, sure, we'll call it the Ed Sullivan Show. And he's, you know, showing all of his tricks and stuff. And everybody's like, oh, you're amazing. So, you know, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. We need pictures. And he's like, go see my agent, boys. I'm busy, see? And then this cop's chasing down this thief. And he's like, Spider-Man's like, whoa, what's going on? And he's like, hey, stop that thief. And then, you know, he just kind of watches him walk by, and he's like, what the hell is your problem, man? You could have just stopped him for a minute. And he's like, yeah, that's your problem, pal. I'm through being pushed around. I only look out for number one, and that's me. And he's like, yeah, I ought to run you in. The cop says, you know, and Peter Fireman's like, yeah, you better save your breath, pal. You couldn't even do it if you tried. Then he gets home, and Aunt May and Uncle Ben bought him a microscope.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, that's amazing. He's like, man, they're really the best people. I hope that, you know, me doing this can help them out in the long run, because...
He's also, you know, all the money he's getting, he's doesn't say what he's doing with it. Pretty sure he's saving it up.
Hooker and blow.
Something. And then his, you know, his basic parents bought him this microscope that they probably didn't have enough money to...
Oh, I'm sure it was expensive.
To get anyway, but, you know, selfish little bastard.
Uh-huh. But anyway, so he keeps doing, like, the trick shows on TV and stuff, and... all these different newspapers other than the Daily Bugle, are saying how amazing he is and, you know, how great it is that, you know, he's so crazy.
I'm actually kind of, I forgot. I'm surprised. Daily Bugle's not brought up here.
We'll get there.
It's not in the first issue.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
I read ahead, didn't I?
You didn't.
Yep. But, Spider-Man, you know, comes back home after one of these shows that he does, and there's a cop car in front of the house, and he finds out that somebody shot Uncle Ben when he tried to break into the house. And he's like, well, fuck that shit. Spider-Man's gonna fuck him up. He's held out in a warehouse, but they can't keep Spider-Man out. Nope. He gets in there, you know, beats the snot out of this dude, finds out that it's the guy that... Which, I love this part right here, because he actually has pupils.
Yep. Well, he's so shocked.
He's so shocked that you can see his pupils through his costume.
Yeah.
But, he ends up, you know, catching this guy, and he's like, oh, what did I do? And we get in the narration at the end, and the lean, silent figure slowly fades into the gathering darkness, aware at last that in this world, with great power, there must also come great responsibility.
I also want to point out that his mask is...
Oh, is attached to his yeah.
suit. Yeah.
It's a pullover like a Wolverine's.
Yeah.
Or like Batman's, or, you know, like...
It's yeah, it's a cowl, basically, yeah. Instead of an actual mask. I like the mask better.
Me too.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure he does too, because it's really hard to pull things up and over like this. Yeah. Especially your whole head. Like, Batman's and Wolverine's make sense, because theirs is just on the top.
It's so a half head. Just, yeah. It's a half cover.
But when you're pulling it from your chin all the way around, that's a lot of work.
So, yeah, that's Spider-Man, and obviously. You
know, I do have to say, though, I mean, I know this is many, many years later. It's like 30 years later.
It's... This, out of, okay, so what we've read so far...
This is the best story, hands
that's
down.
The one that holds up.
Well, it does, because even today... Like
what
even,
we've read so far. We've got more coming, but this is the one that holds up.
But, I mean, this is the story. They have used it over and over again. The only thing that changes, and it's only a variable change, is, like...
Where Ben dies.
Huh?
Where Ben dies,
or, like, how, you know, what Spider-Man does after he learns about his powers. Mm-hmm. I mean, he still does a showbiz type of thing, but it all depends on, you know, like...
Who's telling the story, basically. Yeah. They tend to do... The wrestling tends to be the overall. Like, yeah, that's where his first...
Bonesaw is ready!
That's
rest in peace, Bonesaw.
Yeah. That tends to be the first one. But then after that, it's kind of like, oh, well, do we go right into Ben dying, or do we go into something else? I'm trying to remember what the Ultimate line did. I don't think that was wrestling.
In the Ultimate line, he was doing some kind of showbiz thing, like where he was doing like...
No, it was a wrestling.
It was at first, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they saw it was like in the mall, I think. Yeah. And then after that, they were like trying to get him to do something else.
I can't remember. We'll get there. Yeah. I'm looking forward to when we get to those. Those are so good.
Those are great.
But yeah, like, I mean, obviously, everybody knows the story of Spider-Man. It's been done in two different movies.
Just two?
Yeah, just Spider-Man Amazing.
Oh, that's right.
Because we didn't get an origin.
That's not true. Spider-Man 77. Just a different origin.
Fair. Okay, but not everybody's seen that. We are some of the lucky few.
Oh, we also got it in the cartoon Spider-Man.
The
90s cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. I haven't seen that in forever either.
I actually have it queued up on my Disney Plus.
Oh, it's on my Disney Plus too. I just haven't
along
watched
with
it.
The X-Men and Gargoyles and
oh,
you know,
nice. But
all
yeah,
that
no,
good shit. This... I actually just watched Willow the other day. I love that movie. Fantastic.
Well, yeah, they got a sequel coming out.
What?
We'll talk after.
Willow, off good. Anyways,
this is a great story. I mean,
I still love it. To
it's
this day.
Still an amazing one. It's I can understand. I didn't mean that. Sorry, puns. It makes sense why he is Marvel's top character. Like, hands down,
yeah.
Spider-Man's Marvel's top character.
I've always thought that.
So, thanks to the MCU, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor have been able to move up there.
Oh man, I got into like a not an argument, but I talked with somebody the other day about, because they kept saying that Iron Man was the best like Marvel character, and I'm like, maybe if you're talking about the MCU, because they really
they were C-list characters, all three of them.
Yeah,
until, because there's the reason why X-Men, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, their rights, movie rights, were sold to other companies.
Yeah,
those were their top sellers.
Yep. But I was like, in the MCU, yeah, they made Iron Man out to be like, you know,
yeah, centered around him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's like,
literally, he's the one that created all the villains.
Almost.
Damn near.
I don't think he had anything to do with Thanos, but anyways.
Anyway, yep.
But I was like, no, I was like, you don't understand. Like, in the comic books, like, he's an arrogant, drunk asshole. I was like, especially when you get into like the 90s ones.
80s and 90s.
And the 80s and 90s, yeah.
I am looking forward to the Demon Bottle story. That's the most famous Iron Man story. So,
but
or and, Demon in the Bottle. Yeah, sorry, Demon in the Bottle.
But I was like, you know, I was like, he is actually not that great of a superhero.
Misogynistic, yeah. Asshole.
And I was trying to explain to him, like, well, you know, but blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, yeah, but I was like, you only know it from the MCU. I was like, well, in which case, first off, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the MCU Spider-Man, but they made him kind of dumb.
They made him more kiddy.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be, you know, like...
But he's still smart.
Yeah, but he's not...
He's not street smart at this moment in the MCU.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
But he's also, like... even when it comes to, like, I don't like the fact that Iron Man designed a suit. That really pissed me off.
Like, I mean...
Well, you know, in...
We're getting off on tangent.
Yeah, sorry.
So let's go ahead and finish this up, and then we'll...
But regardless, Spider-Man's number one.
Yes. And that's the end of this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more first appearances.